Yeah. Kickerverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let
you know it's so real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's so real.
Is it real?
Yes.
Ain't none of y'all better.
What y'all know about
putting my work on?
When you only got a dollar and a dream, don't it seem that we pay our dues before we pay ourselves? My paycheck is fuel for your wealth. I can't live, life is a 9-to-5. I feel like my life is passing by because I'm constantly stressing. My pockets are aggressing, so I look into the Lord, man, and give me a blessing. Making less than the average man, but I splurge all the best I can. I need all of my chips, no plans that won't fit, cause a man trying to bring me down from my hips. The ball game will live, give me more support. You ain't taking none of mine, I'ma see you in court. Then the light bill is due, but the money is short. I'm spending money like my favorite sport. Now,
yeah, you know I got bills. Microphone Masters, Dub CNN, Jay Love and Star Saxon here, the dynamic duo. Man, what's good, man?
It's about to start raining again here in SoCal. It's rained for like 40 days and 40 nights, and we got another 5 days in a row. I'm kind of over it. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm hoping it doesn't rain tonight because I got for my business, I got a job. I got to do, right? So I'm hoping that it don't rain. Or it rains as soon as I'm done, then it can start pouring down. So we'll see how that goes. Man, so we got a cool show lined up for you. A gentleman by the name of Bumpy Bars. Bring a conversation that I had with him. I want to say, goodness, West Haven interviewed him for Dub CNN, and of course, you know, when I chop it up with folks, I try to take a little bit of a different tack. So shout out to West Haven Blast for introducing me to Bumpy Bars. But Star Saxon, I know we got all kinds of songs. I'm not even going to list. People just going to have to listen to be able to get the full impact of the set list that we have in terms of tracks. But, man, I got to ask you this, because I know you got all kinds of stuff on your mind, man, but I got to ask you this, Star Saxon. Now, you and I don't think we're the biggest award show dudes. I don't care about the Grammys. I don't care about the Oscars. But what I did catch was your boy Drake. He ended up winning a Grammy. And I saw this, that as he was giving his acceptance speech, at some point he started to talk about how artists, you know, you don't really need these awards for validation. The fact that you have fans, the fact that you can go on tour, the fact that people know your songs verbatim, that should be enough. And so one of the things that was of interest to me is that they cut his mic off. Your thoughts on this? Do you think that we're in a state now with hip-hop where artists don't necessarily need these award shows for that sales spike that used to happen a few years ago before social media really started to do its thing?
Look, man, again, I'm old school. I'm of the opinion that the single greatest Grammy Award speech given by any artist, let alone hip-hop, was given by Digable Planets when they won back in 1994.
Yeah.
For Rebirth of Slick, that album.
Yeah.
Do you recall what they said when they were at the Shrine Auditorium?
No, I don't remember.
They said, thanks for the award, but I want to remind everybody here in your million-dollar seats on home to your million-dollar homes that on the other side of this wall right here is a bunch of fucking homeless people, and y'all ain't saying shit about it. Mic drop.
Ooh.
Right.
I thought you was about to go to the Outkast. South got something to say. You there, Sax?
Of course I'm here.
Okay, got
it. Look, man, look, listeners. Let's just take a pivot, dude. I keep getting these fucking phone calls every goddamn day from somebody trying to sell me a motherfucking solar panel. They try to tell me this is the end of my fucking student loans and they're gonna hook me the fuck up, or they're gonna try to buy my fucking house for like pennies on the dollar, and it's like they always hit me with this shit like, yo, it's the last time we're gonna reach out to you. And I'm like, alright then, bitch ass, why the fuck do you call every goddamn day? I block you, motherfucker, and you come with new
exactly.
numbers.
Block
like,
them on
fuck,
one,
man.
Block you.
Fuck, dude, goddamn. I do. Before I talk to you, Jay, I just blocked these motherfuckers 5 minutes ago. God damn. No, so I'm here, man. I'm here, dude.
All good.
I'm here.
All good. I get the same ones, man. You ever get the ones where it says, when they leave a message and they say, I don't know if this is the right person, but well, maybe even if it isn't, are you looking to sell your house?
Yeah, dude, it's like some fucking timid ass scared white girl or some shit. Like, no, my number is a nigga. It's like, I don't want to disturb you, bro, but like, do you want to sell your house or do you want solar panels and stuff? Fuck, man. I just told you motherfuckers no. So look, back to Digable Planets, Jay.
Yes, sir.
That was
the
sickest speech for the Grammys ever. Now, apart from that, Flavor Flav and Public Enemy and Chuck D already said, who give a fuck about a goddamn Grammy? They said that shit a long time ago. The shit's on Spotify. Go to your Public Enemy catalog.
Right.
Now, Drake saying what he said is like 30 years later doubling down on the obvious, yo. Fire's hot, water's wet, and the streets motivate hip-hop, dude, not the Grammys. I don't even like this nigga Drake. I don't like Cardi B. I don't like Offset and none of these motherfuckers. But a lot of motherfuckers in America do. Game recognized game. So the award don't even fucking matter. You know what I mean? And so for him to come up there and say that, it's like, yeah, nigga, we know that. But at the same time, I think it was more telling for the Grammys to cut his ass off, because what he's really doing is shitting on the brand that just awarded him. And they probably had like that 30-second dump button. They're like, oh, he's going off brand? Dump. You know what I mean? Dump. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting, man. So let's get back into a couple of, we're going to get into some songs. We're going to come back with a conversation with Bumpy Bars. And, of course, I know Star Saxon got some stuff he want to get off his chest, because we always do that, especially when we're doing Microphone Master. So we're going to get into some songs. We'll come back and give you the Bumpy Bars conversation. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
I only write acid, fresh air maxes. E and my pants need elastic, the sweater's a classic. I remember shit was drastic, and that ain't no kind of life. Columbo wanna see you locked up with the sodomites. Hold your breath until you're violent, I tip the pilot. Your main bitch be conniving, I didn't fuck though. I never trust hoes, told her no like Mutombo. She said she loved me a buttload, and want a buttload. Used to ball in summer tournaments, now I G-check a journalist. Put sun in his place like Copernicus. Medicated herbalist, fetish for cake. Good cheese with the bread and the grapes. I celebrate every second that I'm given. Mustard on the linen, looking like Faye Long, Ray Charles, intuition. Touch chicken, eat fish and diet. Play the mat close like Richard Pryor. Dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres. I got 25 plus pasteles. Habla, ¿qué tú quieres? Huh? Habla. You ain't trill, you don't eat around us. Keep fish like the reef encounter until the D's around us. Got wardrobes for all seasons. Looking Norwegian, raw half fiends on the floor pleading. Never say a word, baby, that's all we ask. Be in your crib with the goalie mask. Your baby daddy get broken half. Then I gotta take your son to class. Six Flags got the summer pass. Check the temperature. This 100-pack, that's an enema. And if she real, I remember her. You can front now, but in due time, I'm totaling that forest green with the new pine. Sure. Sniff a few lines, call it Billy Idol. It's a white wedding, all white 11s. I kick game with the right measure. She thinking cocktails, here's a white beverage. Dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres. I got 25 plus pasteles. ¿Qué tú quieres? Huh?
Yo, this is Nick D's house from Southern California, and want to let you know that you're now listening to Microphone Masters Radio. I love CNN.
Not three, not four, five brothers in the rap game today that can fuck with family business lyrically. Name me five brothers that can fuck with family business lyrically. Can you do it? Drop a comment.
Fuck your Mount Rushmore, we amount to much more. Why you think these rappers with power don't vouch for us for? We could change the balance of power and make your fans in the hours. Your favorite rapper's a coward now in an uproar. We stressing niggas, it's weighing heavy on they conscience. I mean that bread we put on they head, my nigga. We got our shook, the new pocket sugar, the West, my nigga. That's Bishop and Knight, we playing chess with niggas. The new and the old school ghosts can soak when Goku brewing a goat stew. Who wanna go through me? I'll eat the Holy Ghost, that truly is so food. You and your whole crew can get slow brewed. Women and gentlemen tremble the minute the villain is feeling adrenaline. Nigga, remember I told you. Dying of thirst, I thirst to see these goats die and lie in the dirt. Wanna see a dead body? Yes, yeah, somebody get murked. But this dead body is your entire body of work. Give me a beat that's this hypnotic, and I can reinvent the chronic, or I can tweak Pac's philosophies and reinvent his logic, or I can teach Socrates, and I can teach that Constantine copied Jesus from Egypt, and why believing it is nonsense. I have rewritten the Quran, and I have remixed Islamic teaching. Elijah, Muhammad, Rahman, and Ebonics, that's how I'm preaching. He is the God I'm in, rock and bond with the Dalai Lama even. Cause I'll lift the llama like a dolly when it's time for drama season.
God damn, that's fire breathing. No son of Tip, but I'm a major king, a messiah even. All eyes on us like Seinfeld in the final season. Before my circle retire, we gon' make our mark like tires screeching. They say a new group has risen, be warned. Nah, my nigga, we been a group ever since Kenny was born. My clique don't need bait online, we like internet porn. A god in physical form, my crown assembled from thorns. Yeah, man, it seemed like every time I put the pen in the page, poison leaks out as if my hand was bit by venomous snake. Freedom rider, no Hillary Swank, I go hard, the shit I write is rough. They want me to lighten up like
like Mike Jack. Wait a minute, I say lighten up, and since my lyrical abilities ain't limited, wait, let's switch the simile. Ay, these motherfuckers want me to lighten up like Fresh Prince is Vivian Banks, but I'm a Spartan like Gerard Butler or Michigan State. We the illest fuck if your clique receive Grammys. You disagree, hop in my Twitter mentions, please at me. I'm in the streets, come scream at me. Rifle rest on my collarbone, lying on my shoulder like I'm Prince Hakeem Daddy. My third optic is a vessel of knowledge. My mind is far from a cage, it never been locked in. Just bury me in the ocean with my ancestors who jumped from the ships, cause they knew death was better than bondage.
Word, I'm trouble bringing. I'm out here flipping homonyms. That mean I'ma belt you until you buckle to double meanings. I'm flipping homonyms for no reason. I'm flipping like summer salt, cause they're both seasons. Peep me, when I peel that banana clip, you slip in a coma. That banana will split you, when it hit you, that nigga's a goner. On the floor is where they found you, cause the gunner just put you on punishment and ground you. Who won't smoke? The stick is a stone, or the pistol's just the artistic kind. Draw on you, then erase you without a trace. Call it a stencil nine, keeping you pricks in line. Fix your attitude, cause I ain't fixing mine. Probably think I clubbed you with a venue after I strike you with this picket sign. Keep fucking with Dominic, and you gon' be calling me daddy as soon as your mama get. Dick in the fatherless twat, I promise the plot a twist. I tell you in confidence, your mama just use a bottomless esophagus to start swallowing sausages like lozenges. Said every drop was innocuous. I'ma give her props for the compliments. You get the point like a monument. I mean the top of the obelisk. No matter the continent, I conquer it. Just give me the throne. Everywhere nigga roam, I'm Romulus, right? The obvious god of this rhyming shit, but I'm watching this game shocked in astonishment. Dropping this bomb on top of this metrosexual populace and its androgynous occupants. I call it accomplishment. That and seeing money like an economist mixed with an optometrist. I'm in this bitch to bring your crew's death. After the war, we won't know who's right, just who's left. Goat stew, us five rappers are cannibals. Nat Geo, don't make us channel the animal.
As far as weed goes, I heart the best shit. When I say the gram, it's not an app for Netflix, but that five-star gas that'll pick you up while you feeling stuck, give you the best lift. Got this, the rest wish. I've known from the dough, dash from hoes, they full of games like app stores and the phone. So I find an amazing tender and grinder with no title right on the spot if I could poke them and go. But that was due to my addiction, my condition, my conflictions. I had to apply restrictions and fight for a higher mission. To write with the right precision, I am driven, I have risen, time to get it. I get rid of the weight like a dietitian. Like O'Shea with NWA albums, I knew I'd write and it would be easy to make thousands. Wanted to exhibit bars, be as big as Alvin. When I was young, like that Andre that brought us Calvin. A couple of niggas are trying to come in and start hustling with us, cuss. The minute they figure that money is doubling, niggas will switch it up. But we ain't running with none of you niggas, we running in front of you niggas. You fuckers can never keep up with my niggas, we hustle until we rich as fuck. They wanna hang with the gang who won't change for the fame. We won't perish from this game like the name of Lassane. They say they lit like we are, I'm doubtful. You niggas extra extra, I can read all about you.
Family business, we the greatest ever. We pray on them seeds, a family that prays together, stay together. Multiply Ice Cube in his rapping prime. We five O'Shea Jacksons, call us the Jackson 5. You niggas a little shook like you just been in an aftershock. We can't be stop us ghetto boys rapping like coming and snatch your spot. Pulling up with the stick, might wanna back up from the staff I got. A couple of blocker blockers, my artillery fucking up half your block. Hold on. Ignorance is fucking bliss. That mean you happy rappers don't know who you fucking with. You lean on strangers, you don't know who you up against. Like sex with gonorrhea, my niggas is fucking lit. Every great rap group is a certain kind of beast. So if you crossbreed the dog pound with a little mob deep, with the offspring of every rapper that inspired me, you still won't get us. We a different breed entirely.
Let the sword off rip, talk the hit, we draw the fifth, we don't forfeit. Talk shit, they find you round tortoises, crawfish. The bitch been the log all stiff, part of my awkwardness, the punk log is shit. Life's like a jungle, not a jungle gym. We played with guns we once was kids. Now the Benz white like Bryce from Uncle Ben's. Peep the layout, used to bring the cane down on the Greyhound. Hoes won't play me now, my bally kicks has made a baby cow. But maybe pull the stages out, my heat we never push the safety down. It's all gravy, pal, you know how we play. We pimp the bitches into the grave or to the crazy house. I made it, it ain't just say okay to take me out. The hitter had to be sanctioned by Gabriel. I have angels around, witch hazel, nasal on the kitchen table. The full-length saber was maple brown. The cape hang down, for you to relate it may take a while. Y'all some real live victims, niggas a straight job turkey with all the fixes. You get burnt and then we murkin' sixes. Be feet hold. 5G's been on my peak hold. My bitch is deep throat, my speech is dope. Just needle poke could be considered to be a lethal dose. I do something medieval and gross. I just flow, the people spoke. My toes sound like the Migos. My piss smell like it's Clico. My rollie Pingo. Finger bones with stones. My cologne alone ain't 100 bones. I don't need to say nothing to hoes. Look at self-absorbed in the Porsche. Fire lines, they thought I wrote these songs with a welding torch. I'm back in my bag of tricks. I'm back to scratch the itch. You haven't had a fix until you had this. Got him leaning off the talk. My tall thing like Lena Horne and just leotard. Feels good to be in charge. Push European cars just because. Give you the blues blood, but you not cuz. We true blue bloods, bruh. Ruin my lungs, I smoke so much they thought I grew bug. I'm ghetto like my name Junebug. I was stuggin' when it wasn't cool to move drugs. Fool, I used to think school was for chumps. Now I'm in Bermuda by the pool with the trunks. Books by the bunch just to think I was a crook once.
Hanging out the beehive, nigga, that's a lot of bees. I ain't never froze up, should've called me antifreeze. Came over pigeon toed, she went home, knock knee. Blaming on the Hennepin, blaming on the what in the little hawk has gotten into me. So called dog Scooby Doo, they all mystery. They wear his water background and move to the history. Man, they quick to tell like fiction. If you slow with the words, then you probably didn't get it.
Rewind that.
We against the grain, all friction. If you ain't talking dollars, then you witness the pivot. Everybody bust, but you froze. But them your day one, so nobody told.
I know.
And your relative, nigga, he on paperwork. All black and white, you still with him, nigga.
Bitch, I'm bragging. Catch a Bronxy in traffic. Want a nigga out here, catch me lacking. Little bitch, don't tag him. You ain't even a factor. Little bitch, I'm bragging. Little bitch, I'm bragging. Catch a Bronxy in traffic. Want a nigga out here, catch me lacking. Little bitch, don't tag him. You ain't even a factor. Little bitch, I'm bragging. Little bitch, I'm bragging.
Yeah. Man, I'm bragging like a drunk driver, sporting all black red cup with that red light. A dope conversation for the live ones, sing, they all sing. That's the motherfucking choir, nigga. All I got is prizes, straps, all my prizes, facts. And if I got 100 rounds, then I'ma give them the max. I'm charging liberty tax to all these mystery wax rappers. Common denominator, nigga, I'm all factor. Keep it cheating, whooping, I be shitting, y'all be pooting. Bitches be a real nigga, get scared like I'm mutant. Bomb, boob, elect the bitch, bigot, plus I been been. I'm known to give a rest a whole 10 when I goes in. You brack every day like a crash dummy, IG flossin'. But you really brought gas money. Background check, had to say that shit was math money. Yelling allergies, fee, got your nose running.
Bitch, I'm bragging. Catch a Bronxy in traffic. Want a nigga out here, catch me lacking. Little bitch, don't tag him. You ain't even a factor. Little bitch, I'm bragging. Little bitch, I'm bragging. Catch a Bronxy in traffic. Want a nigga out here, catch me lacking. Little bitch, don't tag him. You ain't even a factor. Little bitch, I'm bragging. Little bitch, I'm bragging.
Microphone Masters, J Love here with the gentleman by the name of Bumpy Bars. Looking forward to chopping it up with you, man. How you living?
Hey, man, I'm living my best life, man. That's all I can say right now. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do my best thing I can, man, and move forward.
I feel you, man. So when I was doing a little bit of research on you, I know that you are what, originally from Inglewood, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm from Cali myself. I'm from, well, you're from a bigger city than me. I grew up in a little town called Victorville. You near San Bernardino?
Yeah, I know where Victorville is.
Yeah, so, it's growing. It's growing now, but, it's a small town. You know how I go.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So, man, so I was listening to some of your music, man. I was coming across, obviously, Proper Introduction, and then, gosh, what was the other one? I'm Bracken. And so talk to me a little bit about your sound, because they're listening to I'm Bracken and they're listening to Proper Introduction. It's a little bit of a difference in, I guess, the theme or the audience. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, what it was, man, at the Proper Introduction was kind of like properly introducing myself in a matter to where I believe more people to understand and listen. I was kind of aggressive, you know what I'm saying, through the I'm Bracken right there, around that time era you was listening. So I'm working on like trying to switch the flow up a little bit just to where it's a little bit more understandable and not so aggressive. That way, you know what I'm saying, a little more relatable for everybody, man, and I can still express myself the same exact way, you know what I mean?
Okay, so you brought up something when you said trying to switch it up a little bit. When you're going through and I guess people are giving you input, how is it difficult to take, you know, to decide what to take and apply and what not to?
I mean, not really to me. It's not difficult because I'm versatile as it comes, man. Like, I can write any style, any flow, any kind of music. So, like, to me, like, it's easy to switch up and do different things. I did that most of my time writing, so yeah. I don't believe it would be hard for me at all.
Okay. So, with it out there on the West Coast, you know, doing what you're doing, what's the reception been like in terms of for your music and as you continue to release, like when you have Proper Introduction and you're maybe toning it down slightly, if that's the correct term, what's the reception been, what's the response been like, and kind of how is the recording process coming with as you record more songs?
As of right now, it came out on the 4th, man, and I've been getting good responses from people that I don't know, you know, the people that have hearing it that it's reached to it, that I don't know at all. I'm getting good responses from them, and that's mainly what I was looking for, because, I mean, the people that have heard me before or have followed me, then they already know my style and everything, and it wasn't going to be a big thing to them, but I was just trying to make sure people that didn't know me, that heard me for the first time, can, you know, feel it the same way.
Okay. If somebody hears the name Bumpy Bars, what do you want? What impression do you want to leave with them? If there was one phrase or one word, Bumpy Bars, boom. What would it be?
Close range.
You said close range?
Yep, that's one word. Oh. That's my entertainment favorite.
Okay, so go into that a little bit. Go get a little bit deeper on that. So why close range?
Close range is not out of reach, you know what I mean? Like, I'm here to build what I'm around and who I'm around and then build, you know, the area I'm around. I'm not here to move off and change, you know, who I am. So when I say close range means anybody that I can reach out to, we're going to reach out and meet face-to-face, and we're going to work at close range. Our bond is going to be at close range. Everything I do is at close range. Like, you're going to understand, it's like a family bond. It's more of a team movement that everybody understands that we have one goal and one purpose. You know what I mean? So I want to reach out to people to understand that, you know, everybody's not built to move on. Some people want to make sure their surroundings and where they started at, the foundation, that's what we're aiming for.
I like that. So with the one and only Bumpy Bars, you can follow him on Twitter at Bumpy Bars, that's Bars with a Z, and talking about the newest song that he has in terms of Proper Introduction. Now, one of the things that when I'm listening to I'm Blacking, and again, it's just the kind of the contrast of it, maybe the people that you grew up with or affiliations, have you had to deal with people wanting to hold you back and not want to see you successful, or because of, you know, the folks that you consider to be family and your people, that maybe doesn't open doors as quickly as you want? Have you had any obstacles that you had to overcome because of that?
I mean, yeah, I've definitely had those obstacles, man. Like, I mean, it's not too many people that you know, that you grew up around that are not really in your inner circle, but around your circle, that they don't want to see you win. generation, you know what I'm saying? So, and they're the majority of the people that's always hanging around or trying to leech on to something. So, you, I mean, I've dealt with that, you know what I'm saying, a lot, but, you know what I'm saying, with, I mean, homies, family. I had a whole big whole team, you know what I'm saying, when I first started really doing it, you know what I mean? A lot of them not even here no more, you know what I mean? That's why I was part of the process, which yeah. I'm kind of glad it happened, because, you know what I mean, now I know, you know what I mean? It's not no big deal to me. I kind of expected it, because off of my style alone, I didn't expect it to take off how everybody else really wanted it to, but, you know, as far as the process, I love it, I trust it, and I'm going to keep going with it. And nobody that's not hanging on or can't ride with me, they wasn't that close range anyway. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. When you're talking about, you know, shrinking your circle to people that you can really trust, how hard is that? Because, I mean, were there some people that you thought were closer than they were or supported you more than they did, and then you find out that they don't? How hard is it? And what's the process like to really start to prune that musical tree, so to speak, man?
I mean, everything I've ever did always reflected kind of in my music. So for me, the process always comes out in what I'm talking about. I mean, I like my mixtapes. I got like three of them on that piff right now, man, back to back to back that people go check out. I talk about everything, you know what I'm saying? They can hear it detail for detail, about as deep as I'll go into them, man. And it's not really... At first, yeah, it did affect me at first because I didn't know how to deal with it. You know, it was like, wow, man, like actually, it was this guy. You didn't know who was gonna be the one to not be there or, you know, not support or whatever it was. But I mean, when it did happen, you was like, oh, okay, now I know. And I think more it happened, the more I just grew. You know, so
okay,
it's not really a phase of process anymore.
When was the first moment that you had that made you say, yeah, I can do this, and I'm going to go far in this business? When was that moment that you had that, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do? When was that?
I think what made me really try to start doing it was the time when my boy Red Rum, man, shout out my boy Red Rum, man, he came to the block and hollered at me for the Rep Your Set project.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came over there, he first one he came to was me, like, because I guess he heard me doing this little stuff around the hood. I wasn't really doing, like, nothing major. I was just rapping on the hood, little certain people tracks, and it was floating around. He was hearing it. So he came and hollered at me, like, man, we doing something for every set. You know what I'm saying? We're everybody doing a verse or dropping the track for their set. Ooh, man, I feel like you can go in there and do some things, you. And he said, pointed out a couple of other homies, and once I did and laid my verse, he came to me like, man, that was hot, you know what I mean? That was probably one of the hottest verses on the whole Rep Your Set thing. You need to keep going after this. And that's when I was like, all right, and I just started dropping a lot of music, you know what I'm saying, rapping with a few of my partners, which was Wack Deuce, JR Lays, Lil Slink. We started, you know what I mean, had a little Raw Dog Assassin Squad, and we started just dropping music and going performing it, you know, and everybody was feeling it for a while. So that was like the time when I was like, you know what, maybe I can make some money off this, because I didn't have no direction at the time anyway. You know, I didn't know which way I was going, what I was going to do. So it was like, you know, I found something that I've been doing for years that I never really knew how to take seriously, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
And just going through that process with them, you know, signing the little contract and going through the process, shooting the video and all that, just like showed me what I needed to do. So that's what I kind of ran off of.
Okay, right there. So again, we're with Bumpy Bars here on Microphone Masters. Again, follow him on Twitter at Bumpy Bars. That's Bars with a Z. And well, I know you've gone through this this process of chopping it up with folks a few times. What's a question that you, after you get off the phone, that you say, man, they should have asked me this? What's something that you wanted somebody to ask you that hasn't been asked yet?
That's a good question, man. Tell you the truth, I don't know what I want people to ask me, but I want them to ask me everything. Feel free to ask me anything they want to, because I have nothing, you know, my book is wide open, you know what I mean? I'm like, there's more to come to hear from me. You know, I got a lot of music coming out, man, like real soon. I got features coming out with Big Y and Fig Newton and Red Rum. So I just I got every question they want to ask me, I'm open for it, man. I ain't got no certain questions, you know?
That's what's up. So you are listening to Microphone Masters. So before we get out of here, any last words for Microphone Masters, man?
Keep doing what you're doing, man. I appreciate everything y'all doing. Bumpy Bars, Close Range Entertainment, big salute.
That's what's up. So we're going to get into a few songs. Of course, we've got to get into some Bumpy Bars. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubsCNN.com.
Yeah.
Me Bumpy, best name since the burnout. We make sales pop shots when the bird out. I spread my wings on the block in the bird drought. They button down fresh specs, I took the nerd route. I'm so low, so I got two things on me. Just by the look in my face, they know I'm gang, homie. I fit the description of cheating the system. I'm dodging the prison, I'm steady putting money up in it. You really don't get it, that's why I pump faking. I pivot and keep this conversation short as a snippet. Live it over the limit, I'm getting fitted on my way to a ticket. And being timid is a thing we prohibit. Holla at a face.
Bust just a fly, motherfucker, talking money, you ain't gang, I don't trust you, yeah. Down the bottle like a Russian, got your cock and get the clutch and let's get in the discussion, yeah. You can't slide if you ain't busting, you ain't shooting, you don't touch me, touch your front line when we rush you, yeah. Them killers come out, that's gangsta business, them keys and drums out, them gangsters dead. I ain't never been a bust, just a fly, motherfucker, talking money, you ain't gang, I don't trust you, yeah. Down the bottle like a Russian, got your cock and get the clutch and let's get in the discussion, yeah. Slide if you ain't bustin', bustin' shootin', you don't touch him. Touch your frontline when we rushin', yeah. The killers come out, that's gangsta business. The K's and drums out, the gangsters dead. Pop off, get topped off, nigga wrapped in plastic. Niggas be bout beef till this shit get tragic. Got a stiff in the best, it's not a picking casket. Suckers disappear like magic. Pop off, get topped off, nigga wrapped in plastic. Niggas be bout beef till this shit get tragic. Got a stiff in the best, it's not a picking casket. Make a sucker disappear like magic, yeah.
Hey man, I'm Bumpy, best thing since Extendos. Hey, prom night, them walk-ups out the limo. Hey mama, wish a nigga chillin' just live mode. The death toll told a nigga don't listen. Forget my phone at home before I leave the chrome. You callin' whoopin' on the phone, you bout to hear the chrome. I'm so low, your front porch when it's really on. You walk up looking stand out, but I'm really prone.
But hold up.
Hey, I'm just here to make a swing like this.
Hey, come on.
Hey, hold up. Hey, I'm just here to make a swing like that. Yeah, but they ain't never caught a vibe like this.
And they ain't never caught one, baby.
Hey, hold up, and they ain't never caught a high like that. So I smoke up, but hold up. Let me properly introduce myself. A young G, but them OGs can use my help. Around them real top dog, get my presence felt. Cause they know I'm not boo with 12. But hold up, I said, let me properly introduce myself. A young G, but them OGs can use my help. Around them real top dogs, get my presence felt. Cause they know I'm not boo with 12. That's not regular.
I ain't never been a bus, just a fly, motherfucker. Talking money, you ain't gang, I don't trust you, yeah. Down the bottle like a Russian, got your cock and get the clutch. And let's get in the discussion, yeah. If you ain't bustin', you ain't shootin', you don't touch me. Touch your front line when we rush you, yeah. The killers come out, that's gangsta business. Them keys and drums out, them gangsters dead. I ain't never been a buster, just a fly motherfucker. Talkin' money, you ain't gang, I don't trust you, yeah. Down the bottle like a Russian, get your cock and get the clutch. And clutch your hand in the discussion, yeah. You can't slide if you ain't bustin', you ain't shootin', you don't touch me. Touch your front line when we rush you, yeah. The killers come out, that's gangsta business. Them keys and drums out, them gangsters dead. Off, get topped off, nigga wrapped in plastic. Niggas be bout beef till this shit get tragic. Got a stiff in the best, it's not a picking casket. Suckers disappear like magic. Pop off, get topped off, nigga wrapped in plastic. Niggas be bout beef till this shit get tragic. Got a stiff in the best, it's not a picking casket. Make a sucker disappear like magic, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Bumpy, best thing since the weekend.
What?
I knock a Ebo down and make her sleep in. I rock the whole damn party for the weekend.
Yeah.
I catch a baby mama, type it in, keep it in. Yeah, I be gigging like that. Give me that good one time, I ain't giving that back. And she gon' think about me twice once I get in her back. I'm something different and she know that's a fact.
You know that, yeah.
But hold up, hey, I'm just here to make her swing like this. Hey, hold up, hey, I'm just here to make her swing like that. Yeah, but they ain't never caught a vibe like this.
Uh-uh.
Hey, hold up, and they ain't never caught a high like that.
Nah.
So smoke up,
but hold up.
Let me properly introduce myself. A young G, but them OGs can use my help. Around them real top dog, get my presence felt. Cause they know I'm not boo with 12. But hold up, I said, let me properly introduce myself. A young G, but them OGs can use my help. Around them real top dogs, get my presence felt. Cause
They know I'm not fooled with 12. That's not regular.
I ain't never been a bust, just a fly, motherfucker. Talking money, you ain't gang, I don't trust you. Yeah. Down the bottle like a Russian, guess you I can get the clutch unless you're in the discussion. Yeah. Out of you ain't bustin', you shootin', you don't touch me. Touch your front line when we rush, yeah. The killers come out, that's gangsta business. Them keys and drums out, them gangsta stick. I ain't never been a buster, just a fly motherfucker. Talkin' money, you ain't gang, I don't trust you, yeah. Down the bottle like a Russian, guess your pack and get the clutch. Unless you're in the discussion, yeah. You can't slide if you ain't bustin', you shootin', you don't touch me. Touch your front line when we rush, yeah.
What's going on, everybody? It is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. Why don't you follow us on social media? Here's everything you need to know. Grab a pen, or maybe just hit rewind a couple times so you can grab it all. Follow my man Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's StarSaxxon. You can follow me on Twitter at Javon Love. That's JAV like Victor, ONLUV. Follow the show at Mike Masters Radio. That's MIC Masters Radio. And of course, you got to follow DubCNN on Twitter at DubCNN, DubCNN. You can.
That street life had me nervous. Imagine having pressure when you look up. Getting cut, cooked up. The four tours pull up. The ops wanna cook us some old beef. Frank Lucas told, so be wise and you consider we're OG. Never caught a case with codeine. Never did dirt with a nigga who could later expose me. Nah.
No way.
When you live backwards, you see the most evil. Life like a movie, but it's no sequel. The Diodorus golf club green. That PayPal money making my phone ring.
You see me?
I support niggas who buy the whole thing. 10 years married to the streets without a wedding ring. We just engaging. These funny money niggas is who y'all been praising. Bro hoes, I ain't entertaining. G shit, I'm equipped. I'm hiding in and they need this.
Yeah.
Free Lil Vinny and Lex.
My
young boys who about a check. Sitting up, state with regrets. Made a promise to my city, I'm next up. But sticking to the script, hard for me not to call the connector.
Shit hard.
Damn. I need more enemies, friends leave you broke. I noticed they like to play both sides of the boat. See, it's a lot of funny shit in this rap game. It's no beef, but if it was, I want all the smoke. It's no beef, but if it was, I want all the smoke.
Shit, I'm smoking right now, nigga.
It's no beef, but if it was, I want all the smoke.
Yeah, niggas better bring the good grade to smoke. You feel me?
It's no beef, but if it was, I want all the smoke.
Not that backyard boogie, I'm in that smoke.
Yeah,
you know what
it's
mean?
No beef, but if it was,
hey,
I want
the
all the smoke.
Magnetic, my mango, my main Maserati, Mr. Miyagi, karate chop, Christina Aguilar. Artists on Atari, puffin' Bali, rockin' Molly, y'all. Got the money, the shorty with you, tryna party. Rumors are joining Illuminati, I'm getting money, y'all. Respect the dummy, back it out on me. I'll be damned if something getting from me. Shit get ugly, shit get rugged like rubber. I'm here with monks, bows, smoking bogeys. Hold the trophy, bro, you don't to get toasty. I'm the one that stole your groceries and piss on your posters. Your bitch roll me like Yossi. Explosive growth most. That's in that category. Garden stroke the whole slowly. Hit the north end of broken oldies. Hold the homies. Niggas react to sound broken lonely. Hey y'all, niggas be rapping sound and broken lonely.
Yeah, you definitely broken lonely.
Shit these niggas be bringing ain't even smoke at all. Nah.
Talking to you. Come over here, man. Let me holler at you for a second. Yo, put the ball down, man. Some real shit. Listen. What's
up, little fella? I know you're happy and feeling hopeful. I know you play with a sense of love and your heart is noble. I know you vocally haven't learned to express whatever repressed trauma. You're still young, you feel it less. And unless you talk about it, it follows you like a cloud. Or some heavy baggage you had to drag through a crowd. But for now, it's just a drop in the well. You shake it off, never speak it again till your career's taken off. But we often overlook what we look upon in the rear view. You never touch a drug because your parents won't let it near you. You dabble with addiction to money, women, and stardom. But the camera lens can be a narcotic, don't try to bargain. If you barter with a sense of morality, more tragedy befalls the foundation. I hope you found you some patience. I hope you don't put your faith in man, it never helps. Even trust could be a vice. Some advice to my younger self. Some advice to my younger self. Just advice to my younger self. Some advice to my younger self. Even trust could be advice. Some advice. And I tell you, never play it safe and never settle for second. Never hesitate, not even just for a second. Never second guess if you say it, then manifest it. But be careful who you say it to, so people will try to test it. If you think, use reflection. Have sex, then use protection. If you meet a girl and don't, then make sure you have a connection. If she keeps it, then you stuck with that woman, don't wanna hear it. If she doesn't, then the guilt you feel later will kill your spirit. Make sure you earn some money, but money is not your God. Just a means to purchase things. Put family before your job. Put God before your family and love before your lust. Protect yourself at all times. Put truth before trust. Never fuss with ignorant folks. Actions are much louder. You retreat to keep the peace. That does not make you a coward. If you focus on you, you can never go unfelt. Not a lecture, just a lesson I give to my younger self. Some advice to my younger self. Just advice to my younger self. Some advice to my younger self. Even trust could be advice. Some advice.
Microphone Masters, Dove, CNN.com, J-Love, Star Saxon. I'm telling y'all, if you want a great truck, and you during the show, we always put out the social media stuff, but if you are not following Star Saxon on Twitter at Star Saxon, that's STARRSAXXON. Star Saxon goes at stars. He don't care. He calls people dumb. He calls them. He goes in on them, and with that high level intelligence, but with that, what is it? With that, like that conceited ignorance, that's what Star Saxon comes with. When we come to the show, we come to the part of the show that we like to call last words. We like to get things off our chest. So I'm going to give it all to Star Saxon because I know he got some stuff pent up. Star Saxon, it is on you.
Remember back in the day when we was younger and the hottest shit in terms of hip hop would drop Thanksgiving to Christmas so they can get that Christmas money, that holiday money? Remember that?
Yes, sir.
Remember moms break you off with like a gift card to like Music Plus or Sam Goody or Warehouse Music? Remember that shit? You go down there?
I haven't heard Music Plus in forever, dog.
Yo, but you hated going there because this shit's be like $4 more expensive for like a CD. Remember that? And they have all that jewel casing and shit. And you're like, man, I'm killing the environment. I feel bad, right? But yo, the holiday season was when all the hottest shit would always drop, right? Because they wanted to get that gift card money. And half of Christmas, once you got over the toys and was in the music, was break me off with the money, break me off with the gift cards. Yo, moms, give me a ride down to the store. I got to go get these hot beats. I remember I got Run DMC Raising Hell that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember I got a Straight Outta Compton. I got a Straight Checking Them. Most of my shit was acquired over the holiday. But that's not how the shit work anymore, dude. I'm telling you now. The hot shit now drops between Valentine's Day and spring break. Okay, that's the first hot fire dump of the season. And the second hot fire dump of the season is roughly when school get out, like June 15th, like Juneteenth. So since we're on the first hot dump cycle of the year, yo, man, that Czarface and Ghostface album about to drop Friday.
Okay.
Scarface meets Ghostface. Gotta cop it. I've been playing the last two videos of this new Smith & Wesson Ninth Wonder album.
Yeah.
That's coming out quite soon. Gotta cop it. Sean Price, and the small professor, not the large professor, the small professor. They just dropped that new album, right? It came out like a week or so ago. It's called 86 Witnesses. My God, dude. That shit, start to finish, might be Sean P's best work in the last 7 years. Okay? Wow. You follow me?
I'm following you.
Quelle Chris, the prolific one, just announced.
You gotta get him on the show, man.
Man, I'm working on it, dude.
Gotcha.
His new album, he just sent a little link via Bandcamp. It's just called Guns. Did cover art as normal. That shit's about to drop. I just came up on this Crime Apple shit. Wet Dirt. Came out like last week. Whole album is fucking fire. I'm telling you. Spring, from Valentine's Day-ish to about spring break-ish, is when a lot of fire shit comes out. So you got to keep your head on a swivel because you might fuck up and miss shit. All right? That's last word number one. Head on a swivel. It's spring. Fire gems are being dropped.
Yeah.
You just sent me that link for the fucking Method Man Street Life produced by Havoc.
Yeah, he spits on that too. I mean, Method Man always spits on that, yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's springtime, man. It's not Christmas and Thanksgiving no more. It's the spring season. That's when this shit drops. All right, so that's last word number one. Last word number two, let's get it political, Jay.
Okay.
I'm going to dance around the issue. I'm going to toe-tap and shit. I ain't going to be literal. I ain't going to be offensive. I'm going to just keep one on it. You see, Kamala Harris announced her bid for president of the United States.
Yes,
you saw
I
that,
did.
Right?
Yes, I did.
All right, man. I'm engaging a lot of other people not named J-Love about the viability of Kamala Harris. And I feel she's a viable candidate. Definitely could compete against Trump. But I'm starting to hear a little chatter around this candidate, dude. A lot of slick shit chatter around this candidate. Did you happen to catch her on the Breakfast Club talking about...
I didn't.
Yeah, dude. Talking about she was listening to Pac and Snoop smoking weed back when she was in college, but then somebody fact-checked her and was like, but you was in college in 86 and niggas wasn't even out yet.
Well, could it be that in terms of at some point in time in college, during like a long college, you know, I took a winding road to my bachelor's degree.
Dog, Deep Cover came out in 92. That's the earliest iteration of Snoop, unless you was local in South LA, South Central, Compton, Long Beach, and you had the 213 mixtape. It wasn't out till 92, dog. Pac.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, he was a backup dancer with Digital Underground in the same song video, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Tupacalypse Now, that shit didn't drop till 92. Right?
Yeah.
That's 6 years, dude. That's six big ones, dog. Do the math, dude. Do the math.
Right.
Oh, okay, good. No, maybe she was smoking weed, listening to Pac and Snoop when she was in law school.
That's what I'm
saying. Possible, right? It's possible, right?
It's possible.
So at the same time, what you're telling me is that she became a lawyer, listening to gangster rap when she was coming up, puffing blunts and drinking Tanqueray. Moving on to the next accusation, that she is effectively 5-0, right? Mm-hmm. Up in San Francisco, she was like prosecuting niggas left and right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, some other shit just popped up. Were they talking about she was instrumental and supportive of legal frameworks that allowed juveniles that got arrested up in the Bay Area to be handed over to ICE back in the day?
Mm.
All I'm saying is, stay woke, dude. I ain't saying I ain't endorsing her. All I'm saying is just be forthcoming about who the fuck you are, man. Right?
That's true.
Just keep it 100, because what? This motherfucker Donald Trump is nuts, right?
Motherfucker
can't count. He want parades. He want military parades to dodge the draft, right? He having summits with the fucking Korean president/dictator in Vietnam, but didn't go fight the war in Vietnam, right? He touching women under fucking pussy and bragging about it. Hate niggas, right? He got all this collateral shit arrested. This is like the dude who's ready to take a fall. So anybody that's running against Trump, all you gotta do is keep it 100, dude. You ain't gotta lie. You ain't gotta take DNA tests to prove you Native American when you clearly white, and then apologizing for that shit.
Right?
You ain't gotta be a vegan talking about the world can't continue to go in this capacity if everybody in second and like upcoming nations decide to shift over to like eating predominantly meat, like us in America. You can't say stupid shit. You gotta just keep it 100 and stay the course, dude. You can't have rape charges come up from like 38 years ago. You know, you can't announce you're going to be a presidential candidate as a woman and you're running as like a fucking a Sikh because you've chosen that religion in your adult life. But then 2 years ago, you say the LGBT community is tantamount to dogs. You can't do shit like this. So all I'm saying is, man, like, we got this election coming up, Jay, next year. Probably the most important election in the U.S. history. And all the candidates that think they're going to try to go against this dude, Donald Trump. Yo, man, this motherfucker's like Palpatine from Star Wars, dude. This nigga's like, he's like Bill Belichick, dude. Like, his game is long and deep and conniving. So you got to come 100 straight up. You can't go on TV fucking up with some dumb shit because they gonna nitpick at that and make you look bad. And then you're going to fall to the pack. So don't be telling me you was listening to Pac in 86. Because I was listening to the Fat Boys in 86. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I was getting off Curtis Blow, getting onto the Beastie Boys in 86. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't even think niggas was like sampling like that in 86. Maybe Too Short was sampling James Brown in 86. Maybe EPMD was working on their first shit in 86. But you damn sure weren't listening to Snoop in 86, or 87, or 88, or 89, or 90, or 91.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Okay.
Okay, just keep it 100. Don't be fucking trying to cape for fucking certain votes with lies. It's okay to say you was listening to Johnny Gill in like 89. It's okay. We got Spotify. We gonna look that up. Right?
We do.
It's okay to say you was listening to Prince in 86. Mike Jackson, by the way, had some hits in 86, so I have heard. But don't be fucking coming out there telling me some blatant-ass lies. Because it just make you look foolish. Because if the audience of the Breakfast Club is fact-checking your ass, what the fuck do you think the Republican National Committee going to be doing?
Oh, for sure.
That's all I got to say, Jay. I'm highly disappointed, man. And the only thing that can make this right is if she was listening to that shit in law school. But then all they gonna say is, okay, so you became a prosecutor, but you was listening to gangster rap, smoking blunts. You was arresting the same demographic, but you was buying a fucking album. You see what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
that's heavy.
Yeah, dude, like, there's too much on the line to be fucking putting your foot in the mouth. I'm just getting my politic on right now. I'm gonna just leave it at that, dude. I don't like what I see already, man. White people trying to pretend like they Indians and apologizing when they ain't. Snoop apparently had his produced by Dr. Dre when Dre was with the World Class Wrecking Crew. Pop dropping singles when he in high school with Jada Pinkett in Baltimore.
Oh, man. That's my dude. That's the one and only Star Saxon. And we do this every week here on DubCNN.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. On behalf of Star Saxon, I am J Love. We'll catch y'all next time. We're gonna leave y'all out with another banger before we head out. Until next time.
Clap with the old tool. Trade dudes that take you back to the old school. Pain that is raw, rudely rapping gin. If Kane battle raw, Coogee rap would win. Better than most. The better is spoke the truth. In the booth, little youth get boots. I'm low in the full, homie. Gun son niggas now go to the store for me. No doubt. Sean is the veteran, better than most out. Most out. Better B-boy, beat me up Scotty, the shotties for letting E-boy. Sell crack in Iraq, that's the desert D-boy. Pocket the sweatpants, damn it, the man Leroy. Rap rules, peasants, paw, I'm getting the black bone record, man.
Yo, stop fronting, use your head. Yo, stop fronting, use your head. Yo, stop fronting, yo, stop fronting.
life's a letdown. Your dogs call you a bitch, bitches don't call you. Rats call you a snitch, snitches call you connect. Your baby mom's a street bum, will still call you collect. Vamps bite, wolves take chunks from the neck. You Twilight, I'm Michael J. Fox in his prime. Cujo flow for niggas slobbering and barking. Sandlot, Bambino's balling a beast. Shitting on your plans to walk the yard where we eat. Rochambeau, your kids airbag your seats, pricks. Still cop nicks and smoke beats. High grade when hitting it works like old cheese. You be at the liquor store selling burned DVDs. My life cold as ice, Rick James. T. Marie used to be the smart guy. T. Marie. Now you cop paternity test from Mari.
Yo, stop running and use your head. Yo, stop running and use your head. Yo, stop running and use your head. Yo,
shout to random ops and standard. The gold package, the old rapper with tantrums. Can't be dumb, handfuls of chrysanthemums. All linen, looking like women. Pee your bed, grow hair out. It's a genius pad. We expect you to dress just like Madea, yep. The non shook your ego. Slave to the rhythm, peep the God book of Negroes. Employ the fashion, whack dress and shit that's titled Latoya Jackson. Rap solely with the fam. Smoked out broke, ravioli in the can. Two cans of pink salmon. Take the bones out, the chromes out, I'm like Malcolm.
That's a Negro that's out of his mind.
Scene flow developing, bank flow low though. Franco American. American werewolf in London. Looking for the Beatles and dressing like
what's
Don
going on,
Cheadle
everybody?
Pig.
This is J Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. If you're interested in maybe sponsoring a segment or having a commercial play to reach your potential customers, because they're listening, why don't you hit me up? MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. You can.
Come on.
This here's every day.
What?
Every day. Get money, blow this hate.
What?
Blow this hate. We don't care what a hater say.
Nah.
Haters say, let them keep hating till they out the way.
Out the way.
Out the way.
Yeah.
Every day getting to the money. That's on repeat.
Woo. Woo.
I don't even talk to the dummy.
Man, that's on repeat.
Yeah, yeah. Keep that blue bling fly.
That's on repeat.
Hey, we can get down right now.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
That's on repeat.
Yeah, low B, I'm out the way.
That's on repeat.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck what a hater got to say, man.
That's on repeat.
Keep that blue bling fly.
That's on repeat.
Yeah, we can get down right now.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
Woo. They say, Bumpy, hey, you the realest nigga I know. I put it on repeat.
Yeah.
They came and shot at a nigga. So you damn right I went back, but I put it on repeat.
Woo.
I mean, yellow tape all up and down that block.
That's on your street.
When they clear out, nigga, I'm coming right back.
That's on 4th Street.
I don't talk about it, I'll be about it. I was about it before Master P.
Yeah.
You can ask about it, ask anybody. I don't really care, just don't be asking me.
Nope.
I mean, ain't no squares inside my circle.
Woo. That's on repeat.
I'm in Gorilla Glue, wax and Sprite, that's purple.
That's on repeat.
This here's every day.
What?
Every day. Get money, blow this hate.
What?
Blow this hate. We don't care what a hater say.
Nah.
Haters say, let them keep hating till they out the way.
Out the way.
Out the way.
Yeah.
Every day getting to the money. That's on repeat.
Woo. Woo.
I don't even talk to the dummy.
Man, that's on repeat.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep that blue thing fly.
That's on repeat.
Hey, we can get down right now.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
That's on repeat.
Yeah, low B, I'm out the way.
That's on repeat.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck what a hater got to say, man.
That's on repeat.
Keep that blue thing fly.
That's on repeat.
Yeah, we can get down right now.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
Woo. This here's every day.
Woo, woo.
Every day. Get money, blow this hate.
Blow this hate.
Blow this hate. We don't care what a hater say.
Haters say.
Haters say. Let them keep hating till they out the way.
Out the way.
Out the way.
I mean, car after car. Pull it on the block for the word.
That's on repeat.
You ain't getting in my car if you ain't putting that word.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
Bags of weed stashed up under the dirt.
That's on repeat.
My mouth can hold a whole quarter piece of that word.
That's on repeat.
We curb serve, and we got spots in the hood.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
Morphe, nah, means I wish a nigga would.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
Yes, I will still hop out and give it up.
That's on repeat.
If I'm ever short, I'ma make you give it up.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
This here's every day.
What?
Every day. Get money, blow this hate.
don't care what a hater say.
Nah.
Haters say, let them keep hating till they out the way.
Out the way.
Out the way.
Yeah.
Every day getting to the money. That's on repeat.
Woo.
I don't even talk to the dummy.
Man, that's on repeat.
Yeah. Keep that blue thing fly.
That's on repeat.
Hey, we can get down right now.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
That's on repeat.
Yeah. No B, I'm out the way.
That's on repeat.
Yeah. Fuck what a hater got to say, man.
That's on repeat.
Keep that blue thing fly.
That's on repeat.
We can get down right now.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
Woo.
This here's every day. Every day. Get money, blow this hay.
Blow this hay.
Blow this hay. We don't care what a hater say.
Haters say.
Haters say. Let them keep hating till they out the way.
Out the way.
Out the way.
Programming. Shout out to the homies in the pen.
That's on repeat.
If we still mad after that fade fade again.
That's on repeat.
I got two plugs and hit them post twice a day.
That's on repeat.
If I want the same thing, then I just hit them replay.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
I wake up every day like, get this sizzle. To get it, I will get disrespectful.
Yeah.
Hanging on tour, then I just can't let go.
Nah.
All flat race, man, I just went metro.
Uh-huh.
Everybody round me bout that lie.
That's on repeat.
10-4, I bet it all on the die.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
Woo.
This here's every day.
What?
Every day. Get money, blow this hay.
What?
Blow this hay. We don't care what a hater say.
Nah.
Haters say, let them keep hating till they out the way.
Out the way.
Out the way.
Yeah.
Every day getting to the money. That's on repeat.
Woo.
I don't even talk to the dummy.
Man, that's on repeat.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep that blue thing fly.
That's on repeat.
Hey, we can get down right now.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
That's on repeat.
Yeah. No B, I'm out the way.
That's on repeat.
Yeah.
Fuck what a hater got to say, man.
That's on repeat.
Keep that blue thing fly.
That's on repeat.
Yeah, we can get down right now.
Nigga, that's on repeat.
Woo.
Thank y'all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You can...